When called to help the vulnerable, the bravest will put themselves in danger if needed. The story of a devoted priest who became a wrestler to support the orphans under his care made its way to the silver screen in 2006 with the movie Nacho Libre. It turns out, however, that the film was inspired by the very real tale of a Mexican priest called Sergio Gutierrez Benitez, who is better known by the ring name he took, Fray Tormenta, which translates to Friar Storm. He moonlit in the wrestling scene to make some money and help children in need. Sergio Gutierrez Benitez was born in San Agustin, Metzitcuitlan, a town in central Mexico, in 1945. He had a complicated youth and began struggling with addiction when he was just 11 years old. By the time he turned 18, he had already become a criminal and a thief. He was working daily so he would be able to buy drugs for himself. Sometimes the money wasn't enough, and this would lead Benitez into stealing. One day, in search of redemption, Benitez went into a church and entered the confessional booth. The priest offered little help and instead shooed him off. Disappointed, he decided to enter rehab, join a seminary, and become the kind priest he couldn't find at his most desperate hour. His dedication even took him to further his studies in Rome and Spain, and was eventually inducted into the Pierist's order. Back in Mexico, Benitez dedicated his work to people struggling with addiction, but after one person died in his arms, he swore to always help the destitute, and it led him to create an orphanage. He later became a secular priest in the Diocese of Texcoco, just outside of Mexico City. Benitez set up his shelter in 1976, but realized it was going to be a pricey endeavor. He remembered a movie he had seen years earlier titled El Señor Tormenta, in which a priest becomes a wrestler to support his orphanage. From there, he had set his sights on winning $1 million like Muhammad Ali. To achieve his goal, he trained every day at the gym for 4 hours in the early morning, finishing just in time for the 7 a.m. mass. He sometimes showed up to the confessional booth with bruises and in pain. After a year of preparation, he made his debut, earning about $15 from his first combat. Inspired by the movie, he picked the ring name Fray Tormenta, which translates to Friar Storm. Although it's common in Mexican wrestling for a fighter to have their identity revealed after waging their mask and losing in combat, Fray Tormenta's true name was revealed by accident. But in the end, it turned out to be a good thing, as he was promoted and got to travel the world for exhibition matches. Although he only planned to be a wrestler for a couple of years, he spent 23 years in the ring and retired in 2011. However, he still works in the orphanage. After surviving a bad case of COVID-19 in 2020, Gutierrez sold some of his masks to raise money for the orphanage. Despite being in his late 70s, he still officiates Catholic masses. He occasionally does appearances at matches and is known for wearing his mask to church. Gutierrez is very proud of his orphanage, which he named La Casa Hogar de los Chachorros de Fray Tormenta, or Fray Tormenta's Papi's Children's Home. He has helped over 2,000 kids, some of whom have become lawyers, doctors, accountants, and of course, priests and wrestlers.